Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Dalton Reisner joining the program here. Dalton, my friend, it's been a while. We were talking about this. We interviewed you before the draft, and we asked you what it would be like to be drafted by the Broncos, man. We appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Sorry for calling in a couple minutes late, man. It's a busy off season already, but thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk ball.
Can't imagine. Hey, okay, so I got to ask you this. Do you find yourself, you know, with this playoff weekend, do you find yourself saying, I want to get away from football a little bit? Or are you glued to the TV? Like, do you become a normal fan? Because you were a Broncos fan growing up. Do you become a football fan over the weekend, or do you try to stay away from it?
Heck no. I don't become a football fan, man. And try not to get too passionate about it, but I can't stand watching playoff football. You know, as a kid, obviously I love doing that, but you know, I can't sit and watch a game without just getting irritated because I want to be in the playoffs. I think we need to be in the playoffs, and that's the Broncos' legacy. And you know, I don't want to sit there on a Sunday, eat Cheetos and drink a Dr. Pepper watching someone else play my position and play the game that I love so much. And I know it, people might not think it's that serious or think I'm a little overboard, but man, I want to be in the playoffs so dang bad. I want to tell you next year, hey, I can't come on the show for a couple more weeks because I got to go win a Super Bowl.
Hey, and I'll be happy to read that email too, my friend. I want to. Hey, don't worry. I'll eat enough Cheetos for you, so you don't even have to worry about it, my friend.
Heck yeah, man.
Dalton, you guys, let's talk about this offensive line. Now, I know, last 2 years, no playoffs. It's been rough, but you, and especially this season, that offensive line, that was the bright spot. What has been part of this turnaround? Ever since you arrived with the Broncos, as a rookie, you took it upon yourself to become an instant leader. Do you find yourself going, hey, I love being a part of that build on this offensive line? That's become one of the strongest positions on this team.
Well, that means a lot, man. It really does. You don't know how much that means just because I take so much pride. And ever since I became a Bronco, of one, upholding the legacy that people that played for the Broncos left behind for us to continue. And I just take a lot of pride in that because I'm such a big Bronco fan and now I'm a part of the team. And it's just such a blessing, man. And I've always wanted to be that. Now I get to have an opportunity to be a leader on the offensive line and help guys along. And we want to be gritty. We want to work hard. We want to enjoy running the rock and mauling over people and take pride in protecting our quarterback. And that's just something that I love, man. So it's I'm so appreciative that you noticed that. And like you said, it's something that I think we did a really good job at this year, having Cushenberry come in, and I think he grew tremendously throughout the year. Graham Glasgow was a great addition. Me working with Garrett Bowles, I was the first guard that Garrett has got the opportunity to work with for more than a year, for actually 32 games straight. We got to work with each other, and he found himself as a second-team All-Pro. So I'm so appreciative and so proud of all my teammates on the offensive line and really everyone on the team, but it's a fun group to be around in that O-line room.
What's your relationship like with Garrett Bowles? Obviously, Garrett's been through some interesting times with this organization, but this year, wow. And I know you've always been in his corner.
You know, with Garrett, it's one of those things that when I showed up, I had guys tell me, you know, it's hard to play next to Garrett. You know, he hasn't had a guard for a while, yada, 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 whatever it is. I've seen Garrett get booed out of Broncos Stadium. You guys know it's true. I've seen it happen. And I've seen the perseverance that man's had. You know, he had a rough start. Was it as rough as everyone thought? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not the one to tell. All I know is that from when I came in, seeing the type of guy Garrett was on and off the field, the things he persevered through, the battles that he had to go through, the tests that God put him through as a football player to get through is incredible, man. He's such a good guy off the field. He's a big brother to me. He takes care of me. He lets me know what I need to do better. He checks me when I need checked. And all I'm trying to get out, my man, is just the things I've seen Garrett go through, the way he's persevered, the way he's continued to push to get better and ignore all the outside noise about what people thought about him being a bust, whatever it is. He earned that this year. He earned that contract. He earned that second-team All-Pro. And in fact, he probably should have been first-team All-Pro. So I cannot say enough good things about Garrett. He's big bro to me. We argue. We fight. We yell at each other. But it's all out of love. We want each other to be better. We want to be the left side, the best left side in football. So hats off to that guy and his family, man. I hope he's drinking a Mai Tai on the beach somewhere.
I know you're getting Broncos country. They're getting goosebumps right now listening to you talk, man. I want to be on this offensive line just listening to you talk about you know your brothers out there. Dalton Reisner joining us. Dalton, we got the news today. New general manager George Payton, man. Any thoughts? Anything you want to give us on that? I know it's still new to all of us. We're still trying to digest it.
Yeah, man. You know, I was just sitting out here doing a commercial for Loveland Ford because they gave me a new Raptor a couple years ago, and I got the notification from my agent that George Payton's going to be our new GM, man. And I know that he's with the Vikings for a while, and I know that with our upstairs and our, you know, organization, that they made a great decision. I'm sure that this guy's going to be a great fit. It's kind of a little joke, but I texted my agent right away and said, hey, give me his number. I want to give him a call. And he's like, well, let's let the guy get settled in Denver a little bit first. And, you know, I want to meet the guy, man. I want to meet the guy that's going to help us get this thing going. And everyone within our organization, I think, is tremendous. But I think it's going to be a great new fresh set of eyes. And I'm ready to kick some ass next year. I hope I can say that on air.
Hey, man, yeah, we're gonna let that one go no matter what. You're Dalton freaking Reisner. So we had a texter already that said, you know, Wiggins used to just be a place that we had to describe another town. Now we can say it's Wiggins. It's home of Dalton Reisner. So it's cool to get those texts. Dalton, I got about a minute here. I want you to talk to us about Reisner Up, your website, reisnerup.com. Also, these new T-shirts that are going around, man. How do I get one of those?
Hey, I really appreciate that, man. Thanks for giving me the time. For everyone that's wondering, my foundation is called Reisner Up, and you can find it at reisnerup.com. It's a nonprofit 501(c). And to put it in a nutshell, it's all about helping people. It's all about, in this world that gets so busy and all the trials and tribulations we have, it's a foundation about helping people out, doing what's right, whether it's a big or small gift, helping people out and help put a smile on people's face. If you're looking for a T-shirt, you can go check it out on my Twitter. I have four or five different T-shirts out. One of my newest T-shirts out, you go to breakingtea.com/Reisner. Or, heck, you can scroll down on Twitter a little bit. I don't even know the names of the links right now. That's probably bad. But I got a lot of shirts out, man. So look down my Twitter feed. You'll see all sorts of different cool things.
I love it, man. Count me in. I'm buying them all. Dalton, we appreciate you, man. I'm on your website now. I'll share that out. We love having you on the show. Would love to do it again sometime very soon.
All right, that sounds great, man. God bless, and go Broncos.
All right, my man, go Broncos. Dalton Reisner right there. Like I said, man, I'm pumped up. I want to run through some brick walls for this guy. Unfortunately, we're up against it, man. We got to take a break, but we will be getting Mr. Reisner on. But I like that response. I don't want to be on this show because I want to be in the playoffs. We'll take it. That was Dalton Reisner. If you missed the first portion of that, check it out at thewholeshow.com or 1310kfka.com. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. Good night, Northern Colorado.